Have you ever said to yourself, I can't pitch myself, my business, or my organization for speaking gigs or editorial pieces because I don't have enough time or I don't know how? I find the biggest hurdle for getting started with PR and pitching is knowing where to start and feeling that you don't have enough time to invest in it yourself. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say that PR doesn't take any time because it does. But there are systems and processes you can build right now so that you can pitch yourself or your organization or your business on an ongoing, regular, weekly basis and with ease. Welcome to the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I'm Austin, a marketing and PR gal and small business owner, passionate about enabling purpose-driven businesses to be seen and heard through my purpose-giving gifts. If you're an entrepreneur, marketing leader, or work-from-home boss lady that's tired of crafting campaigns and pitching stories that feel purposeless and in need of a reminder of who you were purposely created to market for, you're in the right place. Inside this podcast, you'll find basic integrated marketing and PR tips that break through the darkness, thoughtful plans to help you launch and sustain your purpose-filled thing, encouragement in helping you live by your values in and outside your workplace, and much more. So friend, if you're ready to drive more light into this world by simply marketing your purpose, turn up the volume, grab your coffee, and let's dig in. Hey friend, is this you? Are you eager to get your business featured by your favorite podcast or media outlet, but you don't know where to start? Do you want to build credibility, awareness, and growth for your biz, but in a value-aligned way, but don't know how? Have you fallen into the belief that you don't have the right connections, skills, money, or time to make PR happen, but are tired of living into this belief? Oh friend, you are in the right place. It's time you step into the role of publicist of your own brand and get placed in publications such as Good Housekeeping, All Business, Today, Self Magazine, and so many others for free and by you. And have your favorite social media influencers, bloggers, podcast hosts talk about your business right now by doing your own PR easily. It's time you build that relationship capital and credibility you thought you didn't have by learning how. Plum & Parcel PR is here to give you the knowledge and expertise to get featured. We'll help you find time in your busy schedule to start pitching yourself regularly and provide you with the systems and practices we use to make coverage happen all the time. If you're a ministry or nonprofit leader, content or course creator, an online service provider or online shop owner, a business or marketing consultant, health or wellness coach, or tech for good entrepreneur, it's time you booked a 15-minute discovery call today. Book your free call at plumandparcel.com. I'm partially bringing the idea of PR and pitching to you today in your repertoire of marketing tools because I want to provide other ideas and solutions beyond what is expected. In my last couple episodes, I've talked about walking away from social media until Easter, and although that was daunting for me and what it would do to my online business, I know the value other marketing tactics and strategies bring. And by walking away from social, I now have more time back to implement these, and that includes pitching my business and myself for more speaking gigs and editorial pieces. I'm really excited to dive into these five systems today to empower you, the busy, purpose-driven entrepreneur, nonprofit leader, content creator, marketing gal, life coach, you know, all the roles, because you can do this, especially if you are on the walking away from social media bandwagon too. You can do your own PR, and I want to teach you how. So I'm giving a lot of free nuggets in this episode today, so please don't miss out on taking notes. If you want more after this episode, stick around until the end when I will share some details of how to get in touch with me very soon. All right, let's not miss another beat. Here are my five systems to help you pitch yourself for podcasts and editorial pieces. Okay, system number one. Number one is you should always start with creating a strategic 3 to 12 month action plan for your PR and pitching efforts. So you can A, hold yourself accountable to your PR goals. B, remind yourself what you need to focus on and when. And C, to evaluate your efforts as you go, making sure you see the progress. And if not, to pivot and adjust accordingly. Your plan should be your North Star, the thing that orients you over that 3 to 12 months. It's your consistent guide. It should include your goals, your target audience, your key messages, your preferred PR strategies and tactics, your timeline, your budget, and how you'll measure your PR efforts. It will be the resource you turn to over and over again when you're feeling overwhelmed or lost or discouraged. It will reorient you and give you hope. So please don't skip out on this first step. You must create a PR plan before you move on to the next system. If you're looking for a resource for your plan, go check out our one-page marketing plan at plumparcel.com. It's a completely free resource and will help you walk through the steps of what you need to include in your plan. We even have a full episode on how to fill it out. Check out episode 4 for more details. Now, number 2 is to define 3 topics you're an expert at or have a viewpoint on that you will talk about again and again and again, no matter the medium. It's time you put yourself into the role of speaker or author of your business or your organization or your brand story. So when you are asked to speak or write on behalf of it, these are the 3 topics you will talk about again and again and again. Of course, you can spin them a little differently depending on the exact podcast or event or media outlet you've chosen to contribute to. But at the end of the day, they come down to one of 3 topics you are an expert at sharing and talking about. So for this step, pull out a Google Doc and start throwing ideas at the paper. If you're struggling, think about this. What are you doing uniquely that could help serve your target audience that you defined in your PR plan? Let me give you an example. You're a nonprofit leader of an organization who promotes community development while increasing the accessibility, affordability, and quality of education in Africa. Very particular, specific example. Your 3 topics may be 1, how to lead, guide, support, and encourage a team across multiple continents. 2, how to create sustainable impact by fostering community locally. And 3, how to reduce the barriers to education. And 5 positive implications of providing better access. Of course, you can put numbers against these, as I just did at the end, and I really suggest you do that. Providing a defined number of examples and not making the examples vague will actually make you stand out as an expert when you are pitching. Now, once you've defined these 3 topics, start drafting some bullet points about these narratives under each one. Again, how is your viewpoint different from every other individual that's doing something similar in your field? It's important to do this work up front, and I ask that you please draft these 3 topics first, because you want to do this before you start pitching, as you will need to add these expert tips into your pitch. So please do this system number 2 before moving on to the next. Now, number 3 is to build a target media list that you update regularly. This needs to include how to contact these outlets or these individuals, and it includes their emails, submission guidelines, all the details. In system number 5, I will talk about how to build a workflow so you are managing your PR and pitching efforts regularly and easily. But before we get there, it's best to acknowledge this step of just building a target media list in general. This can be an Excel sheet that includes your ideal podcasts you want to be on, the media outlets you'd like to be featured in, who you need to contact, their contact details and information, any submission requirements, their reach, the specific topic you would likely share with their audience. It's up to you what you want to include, but those are a few I would definitely add. This is a time-intensive research process, but it is so important to do it upfront again so you have a clear idea who you are targeting, the lift, as in how much time it will take to pitch or submit a written story, etc. Think of this as a quality over quantity list, and I want you to be realistic of where you think you could be featured. But also, don't limit yourself. There's definitely publications you might not think you can get in. There's definitely a balancing act here. So be realistic, but also throw in a few shoot for the stars as well. I'm going to talk about building a system, like I said, to pitch easily and effortlessly every week in a second. But for this step, I'd love for you to build a monthly rhythm for updating this list. Maybe it's the last Thursday of the month and you go in for 30 minutes to clean up the list, adding any new publications or podcasts you want to reach out to, or taking away any that don't seem like a fit anymore, or any further details you've been given since last month. Keeping this list clean and updated will give you a lot of peace, and it will keep pitching top of mind for you. So that is system number three. Now, system number four is to build a pitch template. Every pitch will be different and unique, yes. It should be tailored and customized to each target, but there is a base template you can use every time you aren't starting from scratch. In this template, you should plan to include yours and your company's bio. So let's get that created or updated if you haven't done that by now. You'll want to save this template down with your three topics you are an expert at, so you can pull and tweak it easily when it's time to send a pitch. So feel free to do this in the same Google Doc as your three expert topics. Now, lastly, number five is to define an ongoing PR workflow or pitching workflow and block your schedule weekly. Now comes the actual finalizing of the pitches and sending or submitting them, depending on the pitch guidelines provided by the podcasts or publications you're interested in. Because this can be a bit time intensive due to the customization, I encourage you to block time in your weekly schedule to pitch. I'm going to suggest starting at 2 hours a week and up that as you see fit with your PR goals, which you listed in your PR plan. To make this time block work for you and to be worth your time, you'll want to build a workflow for pitching so you know what exactly you're doing during that allotted time. I'd start with identifying which one to three outlets you're going to pitch that day, understanding the requirements for the submission. If you're submitting an editorial piece, you may have to actually write the bones of the article, which will be more time intensive. If you're submitting yourself to speak on a podcast, then you may just need an email pitch, which means you'll only need to tweak your pitch template with the specific topic you'd like to talk about. Gauge what you need to do during that time block and get going on writing. Then once you're ready, submit or send that pitch. Woohoo! Make sure to update your media list Excel sheet, noting when you pitch, what date, and how or where, whether by email or by a submission form. You'll also want to add follow-up to your weekly workflow as you get going. You'll want to give yourself about 30 minutes to send a follow-up email or reach out through a different channel like social media if you haven't heard back after a week. Don't assume if you haven't heard from them, it's a no. Sometimes we just have the wrong contact information or need to break through the lengthy list of emails they get regularly by using a different communication channel. At the beginning, it's going to take a lot of time to send one or two pitches. Just be prepared for that. But before you know it, you'll be a pitching whiz and maybe submitting up to five in a work block. All right, that's it. Those are my five systems to help you pitch yourself for podcasts and editorial pieces. And if you found this helpful and you simply need more, please come talk to me. Please book a free discovery call at plumandparcel.com. I have five more spots available for our PR support bundle this month, and I want to offer it to you. And what's the PR support bundle, you may ask? It's a mix of all of our fave pieces from all of our offers. And are you ready for it? This is what you get when you sign up today. You'll get two 60-minute strategy calls with me, Austin Kapoor of Plum and Parcel, one 3 to 6 month PR action plan we craft together with proposed goals and PR strategies, as well as a realistic timeline, budget, and measurement framework to keep you aligned on your PR North Star, a bio refresh, the creation or refinement of your thought leadership platform or your three expert topics, a list of suggested targeted influencer podcasts or media contacts, and the guidelines and directions for how to reach these contacts. You'll also get four personalized influencer podcasts or media pitches drafted and prepped for you, and two editorial pieces drafted and queued for submission. If you pay for the service in full this month, you'll get the Purposeful Marketing and PR Playbook, my online course for free, which includes monthly group coaching calls with other purpose-driven entrepreneurs for 1 year, as well as other freebies. This is a powerhouse offer, and I can't wait to implement it with you. So let's chat. Please come talk to us at plumandparcel.com. Until next week, thanks for being here. Thanks for showing up, tuning in, and doing the work. You are in the right place, and I am so excited to see what you're working on, where you're going, and for you to market your purpose. We'll see you here next week.
Hi, friend. If this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or helped you feel more purposeful, the biggest thank you would be to leave a quick review on Apple iTunes, reshare on social media, tagging my team and me at Plum and Parcel, or pop this episode over to a friend via text, letting them know that this podcast might have a positive impact on their life too. I hope to meet you back here real soon. Now go out into the world and start marketing your purpose. See you next time.